for tonight's World Cup Round of 16 match. FIFA said the appeal was inadmissible because Belgium, quote, is not a party to the proceedings, unquote. Bottom line, Balogun remains eligible to play tonight. Meanwhile, FIFA President Gianni Infantino today released a statement plausibly denying he had anything to do with the lifting of Balogun's suspension, reading in part, quote, FIFA's judicial bodies are independent. I read the decisions of the FIFA Disciplinary Committee when they are issued, unquote. Kickoff tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. On the field right now, Portugal and Spain are scoreless, crossing into the seventh minute. In the NFL, veteran cornerback Rasul Douglas is signing a one-year contract with the Washington Commanders.
Fox Sports Update on the Right Choice, KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar & Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, specials on wine, and dinner specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Well, major livestock groups are applauding new legislation that would expand the H-2A guest worker program to year-round agriculture, calling it the most significant farm labor reform proposal in decades. The Securing Agriculture's Workforce Act, introduced by House Ag Committee Chair G.T. Thompson, would allow dairy and pork producers and others to use H-2A workers by removing the program's seasonal requirement and permitting contracts of up to 350 days. Well, U.S. farmers planted fewer corn acres and more soybeans this spring, according to the latest acreage report from the National Ag Statistics Service. USDA estimates 95.3 million acres of corn were planted this year, down 3% from last year. Soybean acreage increased 5% to 85.4 million acres, and wheat plantings fell 6% to 42.7 million acres, while cotton acreage rose 6%. The June survey is based on data from more than 90,000 producers. Well, President Trump signed an executive order temporarily suspending countervailing duties applied to imported phosphate. National Corn Growers Association President Jed Bauer says one of our farmers' biggest expenses every year is fertilizer, and that's only been made worse by actions of companies looking to tighten market control. Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall said 70% of farmers say they won't be able to afford all the fertilizer needed for this season.
The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming. It's easy to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you.
Livestock producers, Western Video Markets' big summer sale is July 13th through the 15th, broadcast live from the Silver Legacy Casino Resort in Reno, Nevada. Don't miss three exciting days featuring more than 110,000 head of feeder cattle, nearly 6,000 feeder lambs, and approximately 2,000 head of breeding stock, including the complete fall calving Faith Ranch dispersion out of Central California. Watch the sale live, view the catalog, or register as a buyer today at WVMCattle.com.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are trying to hold on to gains in afternoon trading, with the Dow wavering after notching an intraday high and briefly topping the 53,000 level. Tech is rebounding and reviving AI trade momentum. Memory chips are surging as semis regain their footing, while chip stocks are also rising. Shares of Advanced Micro Devices are popping 7% following an upgrade from Goldman Sachs. Goldman expects strong quarterly earnings from AMD and robust guidance. And shares of SpaceX are falling 3%. Elon Musk's artificial intelligence intelligence and rocket company, will be joining the tech-heavy index, the NASDAQ 100, ahead of the opening bell on Tuesday. The move comes just weeks after its blockbuster IPO. And Tesla stock is up 5%. The company said it started operating its AI robo-taxi business in Miami. Florida is the third state for Tesla's robo-service. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends, next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
Memory is pretty selective. When it comes to the good old days, it leaves out a lot of the not so good. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by Mills Construction. For architectural, metal, roofing, and siding, call Aaron at 610-1256.
Not so long ago, I found myself in a discussion concerning the state of the world with some young people, including my own children. Strangely enough, it wasn't old Dad who was nostalgic about the good old days and sour about today's world. No, it was the now generation who were pessimistic about where we are and where we're going. They also seemed resentful toward me because I'd known that other world of yesterday when life was simple and good with joy on every hand. Before I knew it, my memory machine was functioning the way it's supposed to on a psychiatrist's couch, dredging up particulars, not just the rosy nostalgia that comes to mind when you hear an old song. Now, don't get me wrong. My memories are pretty happy, and I enjoy closing my eyes now and then for a rerun or two. But I also find life exciting and good today, in truth better, in most respects. I looked at these young people and wanted them to feel good about the world they've inherited. They'd already covered such things as present-day pollution, our grasping materialism, and the commercial rip-off in modern-day merchandising. So for a little while, they heard about the old nightly chore of banking the coal furnace, that shoveling ashes on the fire to keep the coals alive through the night. The cold early morning journey to the basement to shake the grate, uncover the embers and shovel in coal, and dressing in the shivering cold while you waited for the house to warm. As for their worry about air pollution, they were reminded that in the earlier times, every chimney in town belched black smoke and soot every day from fall till summer. Having been born in a small country town, I could also tell them of that nighttime walk through the snow to that little wooden building out back of the house, a journey repeated in the morning. Summer brought the flies incubated in those outhouses, and there was an outhouse for every home, store, and public building. I went on about the apple barrel in the cellar, the ice box, the lack of fresh vegetables in winter. But let me go back a century or more so this won't be just a personalized trip down memory lane. Dr. John J. Maketa, chairman of the National Air Quality Commission, has written an essay which helps set the record straight on pollution and related subjects. In passing, he gives a capsule description of the really good old days about 150 years ago. For one thing, he says, life was short. Life expectancy for males was 38 years. It was a hard 38 years, too, for the work week was 72 hours. For women, it was even worse. Their household chores ran to about a 98-hour week. They scrubbed floors by hand, made clothes the same way, brought in firewood, cooked in heavy iron pots, and fought off insects without pesticides. There were no fresh vegetables except in their season of ripening, so vitamin deficiency diseases were common. Epidemics were an annual occurrence and usually claimed the life of someone in the family. If we think water pollution is a problem now, it was deadly then. One typhoid epidemic in Philadelphia caused by polluted water carried off one-fifth of the population. It was a time when most people never traveled more than 20 miles from their birthplace, never heard an orchestra or saw a play. As Dr. Maketa says, perhaps the simple life was not so simple. Because we've all been treated to so much misinformation about pollution, I'm going to give you some more of the facts the doctor has collected in the next couple of days. I think you'll be surprised and relieved. He says and proves that we're not on the brink of ecological disaster. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by Mills Construction, specializing in pre-engineered metal buildings. Call Aaron at 610-1256.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier, hearing aid specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SloCountyHearingAids.com.
Lint Patrol specializes in dryer vent cleaning. You can trust Dylan with Lint Patrol to keep your vents clean and safe, and this helps your dryer run more efficiently and reduces the risk of a house fire. Dylan has over 6 years of appliance preventative maintenance experience and is knowledgeable in all things appliance care. This is an affordable, simple way to help protect your home. Contact Dylan today at 805-975-5176 or visit lintpatrolca.com.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will in studio with our special guest this afternoon. And we've got this little thing called coming up in a couple of weeks. It's the Mid-State Fair, I believe. And, you know, people are a little busy, but they found time to come in and give us a little update and so forth. It's Colleen Sheezy, the CEO, and Tom Harris of Harris Stage Lines. We'll start with you first. One is, thank you very much for coming in. And one of the things I always like to ask people is, when the fair ends, when does the preparation start for the next year?
Oh, well, thank you for having me, having us. Yeah. We are planning next year's fair right now. So we've been planning it for this year's fair since last year's fair, and we just keep going and go for the next thing. So even while this fair's going on, all of our staff will be taking notes, figuring out what they need to change, what they like, what they don't like, and planning for the next year.
Okay, first silly question of the afternoon is, for you and the staff, does it get any easier?
Your first year you're working the whole fair event is a lot. There's just a lot of stuff going on. And so your first year is really hard. Your second year, you're kind of honing in your skills. And then your third year, it starts getting a little bit easier. But, you know, it's a lot of planning. It's a lot of planning. So the best is when the fair opens that Wednesday at 4:01. 4 o'clock it opens at 4:01. You kind of just go, okay, what fires do I need to put out? You can stop the planning process, which makes it a little bit nicer to enjoy.
So, it's kind of I'm dovetailing the question I asked. You've kind of just been born or raised up in the fair. So
yeah.
You had, and you know, had an idea of
right.
how things worked and et cetera, et cetera. And then the other part of this is the input from the public.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we get a lot of input. We get a lot of input from the public. We take it all into consideration. A lot of it is if we can even implement it, because oftentimes, you know, grand ideas take a lot of planning, and we like to make sure we do it the best we can. So we want to make sure we have enough space. We want to ensure we may have enough time to give it the proper send off for the actual fair. So it's it's event planning in general. There's a lot going on. So yeah, I was born and raised with the fair in my blood, but once you are actually working on it, you see how many cogs there are to this huge event. And there's a lot. There's a lot of things going kind of all at the same time.
Well, the other thing too is, you know, we talked a little bit in the office before our air, is that there may be some people that don't realize that the Mid-State Fair is not owned by you or the city of Paso Robles or the county. The state owns it. And then also there are lots of events going on throughout the year. It's not just this, you know, 10 days in July.
Yes, correct. We have evolved. We are a state agency. We're the 16th District Agricultural Association. Our main reason is to put on the fair, but also we want to be fiscally responsible and make sure that we can pay our bills and make sure that we're viable to the community. So we host events during what's called in the fair industry an interim event. We host, I think there were 70 events last year, not including fair. I mean, it's a lot. We have a lot of events. So we're always busy. We always have something going. But one thing to note, we are a state agency, but we do not receive state funds. So we are really trying to be an actual business. It's just we have these guidelines from the state that we have to follow.
And the, with all the other events that take place other than the Mid-State Fair, at least from, you know, a visual standpoint for those of us that live in Paso Robles, it just seems like maybe the last 10 or 15 years, it's gotten a lot, you know, you mentioned the 70 or so, but a lot busier.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It is every weekend we have something going on, whether it's a quinceañera, a wedding, a horse show event. We're known for our cutting and reining facilities, our equestrian center. It's busy all the time. We have livestock shows. I mean, Western Bonanza from Cal Poly comes and puts on a huge livestock show. Then we have Revival just a month later that does another livestock show. So we have pretty much anything and everything you can think of.
Well, one of the things too is that the upgrade in the facilities.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we had, it started really in 99 with our Heritage Foundation as they became a nonprofit arm for us so that they can do large projects. And that started with the covering of the equestrian center and then went to the practice arena and then the livestock pavilion, the Paso pavilion, and they have plans for our beef barn. So it just keeps getting better and better and better.
Well, one of the things I know people really appreciate is that on the morning of the auction, that it's a little bit cooler than some people may remember.
Yes, oh, yeah. It's nice and shaded, and there's swamp coolers running and big fans going, so it makes it a lot cooler than it used to be.
All right, Tommy, how long have you been involved with the California Mid-State Fair?
Well, I'd go ahead and say since 1994 here, and my wife Debbie and I, we've been all over the place at different fairs and rodeos before moving here in 1994. We used to do 120 rodeos a year and cover 8 western states. And the man who furnishes the rodeo stock, and now his son does, Cotton Rosser, that's who I worked for many, many years, and he kind of raised us. But the whole thing is the Mid-State Fair here in the center of Paso Robles and the state of California, it's the biggest little fair, our motto, and it makes it very unique because, as we were talking and visiting earlier, we've had everybody from Buck Owens to Elvis Presley to Dolly Parton, and now we've got Chris Stapleton showing up on before the fair's even started.
I remember Elvis, Johnny Barron. Johnny Barron used to come, and I think, I don't know, 4 or 5 years in a row, he would come and do his Elvis, and he was fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, you're there every night?
Yes, we'll move into the fair on Monday and Tuesday. We're setting up our draft horses once again, and it makes it a little better to where we can show everybody that not every big horse is a Clydesdale, but the fair made us a board that has the 5 popular top breeds pictures. So when people come by at 6 o'clock for our little demonstration, we share with them that there's more than one type of big horse, not just the Clydesdales that Budweiser has.
Are those your horses that you keep out at your place?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, we've had every flavor growing up. We've had Belgians, Clydesdales, Percherons. My favorite is the Belgian. There's more Belgian draft horses in the United States than there the Percherons. They come from France. They're next. And then, obviously, the Clydesdales from Clydes Valley, Scotland. And then the biggest originally of all the draft horses, which people don't realize, was the Shire horse from Shire, England. Always what they called a ton-class horse and 18 hands tall, and that's a big horse. The last that you don't see very much of is the Suffolk Punch. They're in the New England states, in New Hampshire, up in Maine. You'll see them, but they're kind of the smallest out of the top 5 breeds. But it's a lot of fun because I was visiting earlier and said, you know, Coors had a hitch at one time, 6-up hitch of Belgians. I go to the people when we do our display and demo, I go, how many of you use Heinz ketchup? And they, oh, we all do. And I said, well, H.J. Heinz at one time in Pittsburgh had 150 Percherons. And then we go on from there with the Clydesdales. So it's an educational type program to engage the public. And then we bring the horse out of the stall and give them a chance to get up touchy-feely and all that. And then in the beginning, we haul in the Queens on Wednesday, the opening day, and then we'll be downtown for the pancake breakfast ride, doing complimentary rides for the fair. And then we roll into the country rodeo, and it's really fun to be there because the people, the first words are, aren't those Clydesdales? And I say, no, come back at 6 o'clock and we'll intrigue you.
Well, you know, I was just thinking that, you know, in a fun way that, boy, Clydesdales must think very highly of themselves since they have...
Well,
they are beautiful. These horses that he's talking about are beautiful, and it's worth going down just to see, because they are spectacular.
Have you ever thought about when you're doing this, particularly the demonstration at the fair, that because most of America did not grow up in rural areas anymore and on farms and ranches, that many people are being this close to just a horse in general for the first time in their life?
Yes, it's unique because we've had young kids. You know, the girls fall in love with the horses more than kind of the boys. But we'll have young kids come up and go, well, I never got to touch a horse. I go, well, I'll let you touch one here. We'll bring the horse out of the stall, and they get to physically touch it and see how big they are. Our horses average close to 2,000, 2,100 pounds. The biggest horse we have is Aiden.
How many hands?
He's 18. Every bit of 18 hands. He wears a size 9 shoe, extra large. they're the public, when they're here, we're educating them about how much hay they eat, how much grain, how much water they drink a day, how long can you work them, how many acres can you plow in a day. So it's a whole fascination thing. Years ago, they used to have the draft horse show in several breeds.
Yeah.
But as time goes on, the thing that we do is it's a major undertaking, taking care of the horses and the amount of work that's involved. And a lot of young people today just don't want to do it. And the dairies of years ago used to host the draft horse pulls from Turlock to Merced to Hanford. Everybody had teams of draft horses. Well, now, you know, the things and times change, so young people go, that's too much work. I don't want to do that. But I'm one of seven kids that stayed with it. Everybody else became a doctor, lawyer, Indian chief in my family.
You're really bringing in the bucks.
Oh, yeah. We're really bringing in the bucks.
So this, when he gets introduced, this is the step-headed right. Red-headed child. You know, but Colleen, this points out something, though, the variety at the fair. And while Tommy was talking, I was thinking, you're dealing with the entertainment industry,
mm-hmm.
and then you have
agriculture.
Yeah. Right.
It's
two different, yes. But I feel like we have an opportunity, you know, most fairs don't have this type of entertainment. Maynard brought big name entertainment to our area. We've ran with it. We've been successful with it. And one really unique opportunity I think we have because of that is we're bringing in people that normally wouldn't go to a fair, that don't know what a fair is about, that don't know agriculture, that don't know what our community brings or what our community has. And it gives us this opportunity to educate these people. I mean, you know, Ice Cube's coming on Cattlemen's and Farmers Day. So these people can go and they can see Tommy and they can see the horses and they can see the tractors, they can see the industrial arts, and they can learn more about what agriculture does and what it is for our community. Plus, they can learn about our community, San Luis Obispo County, Paso Robles. They get to see what it is we do. And I feel like that's a really good opportunity, and that's our job, is to help, you know, promote that.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, because, you know, many people, before they go to the shows, they walk around the fair and they come across, they see Tommy, you know, they see the FFA kids. So, you know, one of the questions that, you know, some people ask that are not from this area is, I was telling you about my friends back in Kentucky, how is the California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles, California, able to get and continuously to get some of the biggest names in entertainment?
Part of it is our venue size. You know, over 14,500 people can fit into our arena. And that is a substantial amount that the price point makes it a little bit higher than a 3,000 or 3,500 venue, or even an 8,000 venue. So that helps us a little bit. We have partners that have worked with us for, you know, 20 years now that are getting, you know, they're in the industry, they live in Nashville, they're getting, they know the agents, they know everyone. So it's...
Did any of this, I'm sure some, because you mentioned Maynard, but also Russ used to help out and another
marketing.
Guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, getting some of the entertainment or PR work anyway.
Yeah.
So I think also reputation carries a lot.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've been, you know, the last few years, we've been nominated for an American Music Award, Country Music Award, and as the top fair or
one of the tops
in the United States. And that helps.
All right, folks, we're going to go to a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Sound Off on KPRL.
The If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Sign up now for tips from the master, a trainer's trainer, Gary Whiting, who has trained Olympic and extreme athletes. Sunday, July 19th, Kennedy Club Fitness, starting at 2. 40 years ahead of the science, you'll learn about nutrition, intestinal cleansing, and more. Learn from the master, Gary Whiting, the formula for the optimal lifestyle and the 7 laws of radiant overall health. Tips from the master, Sunday, July 19th, Kennedy Club Fitness. For more information, go to GaryWhiting.com or 530-410-5270.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Red Scooter Deli has beer, wine, and mimosas. Ask for the 15% off KPRL discount. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com.
Welcome back to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will with our special guest. Mid-State Fair time. And also want to, we should probably remind people of this, Colleen. The day it starts.
Right. It starts officially Wednesday, July 15th. That's our first day. We have got free carnival rides that day for kids. It opens at 4 o'clock p.m., goes till midnight. And its opening ceremonies are at 3:45. So, yeah, it's 9 days away. It's next week.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready? Are you ready for the 9 days, Tom?
I mean,
it's not your first rodeo.
No, we're ready. We'll bring in the fair girls, the queens, for opening day. There won't be a demonstration that night because of the amount of stuff we've got to get prepared for to bring the girls in. But I'd really like to see as many of you out there that can come and visit the fair. Because it's like Colleen was saying, there's something for everybody. And this fair is so unique in the amount of things that you can get to do and see. And that's what I think, it's so special for me that way. I enjoy it.
One of the things before I get, since you were kind enough to come in today, is for people to check out your site and to see what an incredible place you have out there on River Road. To, you know, they can plan parties, yeah. They can do things, yeah. They can live the Wild West. Before I forget, because somebody told me today to ask you this, at any point did you have any memorabilia or something from, or the chariots from Ben-Hur?
Well, yes. I was a young boy young enough to be around Glenn Randall. Glenn Randall did Ben-Hur with Charlton Heston. His son, Glenn Jr., did Raiders of the Lost Ark with Harrison Ford. Glenn Sr. also trained Trigger for Roy Rogers and Trigger Jr. That's it. He did the Black Stallion. Through the rodeo world, we were able to work a little bit in the film business, my wife and I. And through that, it was during filming of the Raiders of the Lost Ark that Monty Montana Sr., who's gone now, told me that Glenn wanted to sell these chariots. So I bought them in 1982. And we've raced him at the national finals, and we've done commercials for Caesars in Las Vegas and all that. But we have at our place, when people come, we can offer you a stagecoach ride and a tour of our facilities. And you'll see our collection of vehicles that helped open and settle the American West at Harris Stage Lines, along with our music hall, saloon.
That organ.
Mm. Yeah, we have a 120-year-old theater pipe organ that our son acquired. And it's got over 1,000 pipes behind the wall. And he's got it set up to where it's computerized, to where we can play it when he's not here. And he was just here for 4th of July, so we cracked out some John Philip Sousa music and Stars and Stripes and Pipes, and it was a lot of fun.
Well, again, if they go to the website, and again, you offer a lot of opportunities for people to go out there and just look at that room with the organ. And just going, that room is absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. Well, I want to just remind you, we do everything by appointment. So just
don't show up. No, that would not be, it'd be a heck of a surprise, I suppose, to say the least.
Yeah.
What, the combination of things that go on at the fair, is there, I don't know, do people, they want more, or, you know, and we're not looking for every suggestion, but are there right. some people that say, you know, maybe within the last 4 or 5 years, they've come up with some suggestions, and the board and you say, you know what, that's not too bad.
Yeah. You know, we try and offer something new each year because we don't want to be the same fair. When you come, whether it was 5 years ago, you know, every year for 5 years, we don't want it to be the same fair. We do have our traditional things. We'll always have junior livestock. We'll always have horse show. We'll always have music. But we want to offer something different. And that's where our themes come in. Staff picks a theme, and it helps our exhibits building a lot because then people can make things specific for the theme. This is our 80th fair, so we took it back to the 80s, and we're celebrating that. But along with that, we have little vignette of celebrating America's 250th. We try and offer something a little for everybody so that you can go and see something new, but then at the same time, feel the tradition of it all.
The other thing, too, when you mentioned the exhibitions in the different buildings there, mm-hmm. I think people would be amazed. You go in there and see the talent.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That's
a shocker.
You know, yes.
You know, even if you may not be, I'm not interested. You go in there, and I don't care what your likes or dislikes are.
Yeah.
You're going to find something and go, wow, that's
absolutely. We know our art scene, photography and art, fine arts, but we also have our home arts that still, you know, they don't get as much credit as they used to, but sewing, cooking, all of those things. Plus, we have an amazing floriculture department that, I mean, the dahlia shows are just spectacular.
So for both of you, this question for both of you. So after all these years, you've been involved since 92, before, and Tommy, is there an adrenaline rush? You know, like, okay, tomorrow is the day.
Absolutely.
Yes, I agree with that. I'll give you a quick background on me. I'm circus and carny. My grandma's uncle owned Hayes and Back and Wallace Circus, which became P.T. Barnum. P.T. Barnum bought him out. So the circus blood, along with the carnival and the rodeo, it gets in your blood. And it's like we've got a lot of cowboys here that go to rodeos all over with. And it's in your blood, the agriculture and the showing and going. You know, you got to go to that next town. You got to go to that next rodeo. Circus Vargas was just down in Madonna Inn.
Yeah.
And everything has changed, but you have the caliber of people that want to entertain you. And that's what I like to do. I entertain and like sharing my knowledge about the big draft horses, and my professionalism is the driving, and I love trick horses.
All right, thank you very much, both of you, for coming in. I know, again, you got a little bit of work left to do, and California Mid-State Fair, again, the dates.
July 15th to the 26th.
All right, and any questions people may have, they can go to
midstatefair.com.
And we can just look up Harris Stage Lines.
Thank you.
And don't just show up at Tommy's house, okay, folks?
just show up to the fair.
Yeah, show up to the fair.
All right, thanks again. Susanna's coming up this afternoon, following the news at the top of the hour. Again, thank you for listening to KPRL.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.